What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
See some on YouTube and Twitch. We appreciate you all for jumping on with us. Tyler's brought out a wooden baseball bat here.
I just noticed it was sitting in there.
All right.
Where'd you find that, Bob?
Right here in front of this old soundboard.
Who was our guy?
Is that Biggio's?
Who was our guy that you, when Tyler would go out with us, we used to do shows in front of Minute Maid at the time it was, now Daikin Park. And he was our guy there. He was always... He went a little dark. I remember he brought up his old...
Oh, his glove.
Glove and pitchers, yeah. And he would take the... He would always bring that wood bat that you had with you.
Yeah.
I remember him taking some swings, and I was a little nervous because he was...
He'd always ask me to play catch with him.
That's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know why when you pulled that bat out there, that reminded me of Todd. I think that was his name.
Yes, Todd. That was
it. I never got that name. I think you're right, though.
Hell of a job right there.
There it is.
Shout out, Todd.
Hold that baseball bat with you. But no, someone texted in and was asking what time's weighing it. Did he already weigh in? What's his weight? Coming up at 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock. Got a weigh-in shirt. Got a scale. Oh, I got to get the scale so Clint can jump on it to make sure he knows it really works. To make sure it's real.
Well, I wasn't doubting you. I love to know that I got a balanced scale. You know what I mean? Because I've been known to weigh on one for several months and think, gosh, dang, what is it? Am I really this heavy right now? And then you get on one of the doctors, and it's like, damn, my scale been off 4 pounds the whole damn time.
Yeah, those, you feel like those are the right ones in there.
Yeah, I need you to get me on one of them light ones.
Well, I'll let you test it out. Someone text in, I'm 190, but I'm down from 208 in 8 weeks. Congratulations, man. I hope I can get some gains like you. Another one texting in. This is nice. I didn't know you got fat again. What happened to soda weight loss? As I said the other day, what a genuinely good person you are. Nothing happened to soda. It was all your boy. And many people who have struggled with up and down weight loss can attest. You know, sometimes you get comfortable. And I got real comfortable. We're going to see how comfortable I got coming up at 3 o'clock.
The rest of the time moving forward, he's going to be real uncomfortable, he said. He needs a little motivation.
Yeah, thank you so much for those kind.
What a jerk.
Kind words.
I mean, damn.
Didn't know you got fat
again. I see you put a few of them LBs back on, man. Proud of you for getting back on the wagon. I see you. Golly.
That's somebody damn, upset man. With something going on in their own life, Ron.
Maybe they just spread out right in the mouth.
Just let that hate out, friend. Let that hate out your heart.
Oh, yeah, let it out. Be yourself. Do your thing. All right.
The drive is here for you.
That's right. Clint, there is a report out about maybe interest in picking up a former all-pro Pro Bowl football player on the offensive side of the ball, and that is Nick Chubb.
Well, I should probably be clear. I think the report was more of just, you know, in today's world where they're just throwing out graphics and linking them to teams and trying to get clicks and conversation started, which it was successful with me. It's probably been a week since I've seen this, to be honest with you. I've seen Nick Chubb linked to every damn team. I've seen him linked to the Cowboys recently.
Yep.
But it did get me to thinking, we look up, Ron, and around the league, teams that want to run the football consistently, and whether it's, regardless of what kind of a attack it is.
What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They usually have got two guys that are contributing in some way. And while we've been really excited about Woody Marks, I'm super excited about Woody Marks. I do want at the same time be real about what is the best route for Woody Marks to be the best player that he can be from Jump Street. Cause I do think that when you've got Joe Mixon and you've got Dare Agumbawale and was my man's name in the middle? Mine just went blank.
Mixon?
No, the backup that from Florida. Damn, my mind went blank.
Oh, Damian Pierce.
And but when you got Joe Mixon, Damian Pierce, and Dari Agunbowale, how did I remember Dari Agunbowale and not Pierce? But anyway, those are your three guys. There's a clear path for Woody Marks to be a contributor in some capacity. But what is that capacity, and what's best for Woody Marks to be introduced slowly to the league, to be introduced to slowly with this offense of, hey, man, the best way for Woody Marks, guys, is where I'm going with this. The best way for Woody Marks is if he is a third down back. In third down, you could also be in 2 minute. You could also be in any kind of up tempo offense, any kind of passing situation offense. That is what he's done in college. It's where he's really comfortable performing, and it's when he's at his best. So the best way to start Woody Marks into the league is to say, hey, here's the playbook. And we're going to go through all camp, and we're just going to cram as much of the playbook as we can to you. But come the season, it's going to be a little bitty playbook, and there's going to be about 10 pages in there that pertain to you. It's going to be third down. It's going to be 2 minute. It's going to be no huddle. It's going to be up-tempo stuff. And if that's the case, then you got to have somebody that you compare with Joe Mixon so that you then can get the best Joe Mixon for 17 weeks. Right. And I just think that there's a reality. Now, I don't know about money wise, but there's a reality. There's a real need for the Texans to at another running. And I'm talking about another running back that can contribute in a big way. And so when I hear Nick Chubb's name, I like it more and more the more I think about it.
When you hear that, how much usage do you envision when you hear Nick Chubb?
Well, I think with those two. Now, this is assuming Nick Chubb's back from the injury and everything's fine, and he is whatever the
His
version.
His workouts have looked impressive.
Looks like he's back. Whatever version of Nick Chubb you get in May of 2025, assuming that he's healthy, that I got to believe that he'd be a good 1-2 punch. Is he the bell cow that can go for 2,000 yards? No, he's not that. But could he be a good 1-2 punch? That could get downhill, that you don't have to worry about, does he know how to protect the damn quarterback? Does he know the NFL protections? Can he get lower and buck some of these linebackers, some of these safeties that are coming? Yeah, there's no restraints from a mental perspective with Nick Chubb, right? Coming off the injury, I would imagine it's going to be a 1 or 2 year deal. I would imagine it's going to be a short-term deal to prove that he still got a little juice. You got Joe Mixon for one more year for sure. Then there's an out between this year and next. And so, yeah, I would envision him being a good 1-2 punch out of the gate so that you know, and barring injury, you know you're going to get the best version of Joe Mixon down the stretch. From jump, you know you're going to get a Joe Mixon that you can use in the pass game if need be. And so I think in a capacity of, hey, man, let's split some carries, let's split some of the load, and then let Woody Marks be your third down back. I would absolutely be in for that, man. And the longer play in today's world with running backs, what is longer? 2 years? But the longer play is if you do end up getting a really good Nick Chubb, then you've got options with Joe, depending on what happens with Joe, right? If you don't get a good Nick Chubb, you've got, again, Joe under contract for 2 more years, including this season. So there's some flexibility there. There's some opportunity there to for this offense to get better with somebody. And when I heard the Nick Chubb name, I thought, I could get behind that.
Yeah, man. I just wonder if it's enough carries for him for them to deal.
It doesn't seem like Nick's going
to
have
many options.
It
would have to be a complete change from last year, because last year it was, I mean, Mixon would there'd be five other carries outside of him.
Mixon's got to be. It's got to change. I like Mixon. I'm higher than most people on Mixon. Mixon is, I mean, he is a guy that I think we're at a spot where it's more beneficial if he's fresh, if he's healthy, if he's catching the ball in the backfield, if he's doing more things than just being bell cow and Mixon. I just don't think you're getting the best version of him.
We may have to build on that at some point this week on that conversation of the usage rate on Joe Mixon. But yeah, we'll see. Nick Chubb, listen, I mean, hell, there was a point in time where he was head and shoulders better than Joe Mixon for most of his career. So we'll see what happens and what kind of options he has there. But I wouldn't hate it. I think it would make their football team better if he added, if he was added to this team. I just wonder what the carries breakdown would look like. All right. One of the best athletes going right now in the world today. We got to have a discussion because he's starting to enter a new stratosphere. We'll do that coming up next.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.